Monday afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome, welcome. This is The Hull Show. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Boy, there is a lot to get to today. We have a lot of quarterback news. Matt Stafford has a new team, and it's not the Broncos. Dylan McCaffrey has a new team, and it's here in Greeley, and KFK is the voice of the Bears, so that's going to be pretty exciting. We'll talk about that later on. I'll get to my game of the week. Nolan Arenado is gone. Joker had 1,000 points yesterday almost, or at least close to it. There's a lot to hit. We're talking quarterbacks first, though. Joining me now, Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my friend, Matt Stafford, how close were the Broncos in landing this deal?
Boy, Brady, good to talk to you. What a weekend of sports it was. And I would say the Broncos deal kind of lands in the middle in terms of the Nolan Arenado trade. Absolutely terrible, horrifying. Can't believe that deal happened. The not making the deal for Matt Stafford seems to fall in the middle because, of course, the big news, especially up where you are, Dylan McCaffrey going to UNC. That is too cool. That's obviously the best. And like I said, Matt Stafford deal not getting done kind of falls in the middle, but it's a great question. How close were the Broncos? And I think there's two ways to answer this. The Broncos were one of the final teams in on Matt Stafford. They did show a lot of interest in him. And from everything I've heard and also seeing other reports, it seems like the Broncos were willing to give away an equivalent of a first-round pick. Now, from what I've been told, I do not believe that number 9 was available, but I don't even think number 9 would have got the deal done. So in terms of how close they were one of the final teams down the stretch in those talks, but I think they were pretty far away from actually getting a deal done just because of what the Lions were able to get from the Rams. The Broncos' offer was probably about a 9th pick away from it being done. I think the Broncos would have had to trade 2 first-round picks in order to get this thing done, a future first and the 9th overall this year. And the Broncos were willing to do one of those in terms of a first-round value, but not 2. So they were a finalist, but it was pretty far from getting done because the Lions not only got those 2 first-round picks, but everything I've heard, Brady, they actually are happy to get Jared Goff in return as well. And this is good news for the Broncos because it could take the Detroit Lions out of the quarterback market in the first round this year, which is great. That could just leave another opportunity for a quarterback to fall to the Broncos at 9 this year.
It's amazing how this trade opens up so many different discussions, like you just said, in terms of the draft, even for where the Broncos are at this stage. So the Detroit deals Matt Stafford to the Rams for 2 future first-round picks, third-round pick Jared Goff. So I'm reading that, Zach, and I'm going, well, then what the hell is it going to take for Deshaun Watson? Because we thought 3 first-round picks. Are we talking like 5 first-round picks and John Elway's, a couple of mansions or something? Well, what else are we talking there?
A couple car dealerships from Elway's.
<right? laughs>
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. I mean, if Nolan Arenado is being traded and given $50 million, well, this is going to blow this deal out of the water. And what's interesting is you did see a report come out this weekend that said 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and 2 defensive starters. To me, I'm thinking, holy cow, the Lions got a king's ransom for Matthew Stafford, because that doesn't actually seem like that high of a price tag with Matthew Stafford's going for that high. So in terms of Broncos' standpoint, what you're probably looking at is 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and Justin Simmons and Bradley Chubb. Now, I don't believe that a deal gets done with the Broncos and Houston, but I think that's kind of what you would be looking at giving up, because those players aren't just going to be starters in this case. Those players would have to be big-time players. And, of course, Justin Simmons and Bradley Chubb are the Broncos' 2 biggest big-time players on defense. So that's the type of haul that the Texans would be looking at.
It's a very interesting, just the idea. I mean, this quarterback free agency trade period, whatever, is just going to blow the doors open. So many different discussions. How about on the Drew Lock side? You've seen a lot of weird reports or rumors, whatever. Was Drew Lock involved at all in that conversation between Detroit and Denver?
You know, I was not told that Drew Lock was off the table. So I do believe that the Broncos were willing to make a move that was the right one and have Drew Lock move to Detroit in this deal. So I did not hear that he was completely off the table for this. And also, Brady, that shouldn't really be a surprise, because if you're willing to trade a first-round pick for a quarterback, you're essentially saying this guy's going to be our future. We don't need Drew here to develop him. The Broncos were willing to go in a different direction, of course, if the Lions weren't able to get such a big deal coming from Los Angeles. So to me, this does put a lot of uncertainty about how the Broncos feel about Drew Lock. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, we talked to George Payton, and George said that he hadn't watched all of the film on Drew. He was going to go do that, and this is the first indication that we have of what George Payton thinks of Drew Lock a couple of weeks after watching film, and that is that he was looking for an upgrade. Now, he wasn't willing to sell the farm for an upgrade, but he was willing to give a first-round pick away to get that quarterback position upgraded. So on initial review, it doesn't look that good for Drew.
What do you make of Matt Stafford? You know, because I look at the deal, I personally was happy the Broncos didn't pull the trigger, or maybe they weren't close enough or whatever. I personally was happy with that. It's not that I don't like Matt Stafford, and he puts up amazing numbers, but he wasn't able to elevate Detroit. And I've said that, and Broncos fans come at me and say, how dare you compare Detroit to the Broncos? Well, bottom line is, Broncos, the Lions, take your pick. The last 5 years, neither have been very successful. So I looked at it and said, okay, Matt Stafford wasn't able to elevate Detroit. Comes to Denver, well, you're going to have to trade a lot. You're going to have to trade a bunch of future picks for this guy. Are you going to be able to build that team up? So personally, I kind of think the Broncos dodged a bullet. It's not that I hate Matt Stafford. I don't know that he's the lift all boats kind of guy.
Well, I can't believe how much you hate Matt Stafford here, Brady.
That's what it sounds like.
But no, you're 100% right. Now, I was okay, and I was advocating for the Broncos to trade for Matt Stafford because of how much of an upgrade he was from Drew.
True.
Look, the Broncos had one of the worst quarterback rooms in all of the NFL last year, you know, bottom of the league in pretty much every stats you look at. But Matt Stafford would have been a huge upgrade. But Brady, when I say that, you also do have to realize what that means. You know, Matt Stafford is statistically about the 14th best quarterback in the NFL. So he's a huge upgrade from what you had. But I totally agree with where you're coming from. He's not going to be able to win you games alone, and he's not going to carry you to the playoffs every year. He did not do that in Detroit. He can win. You can win with him, but he needs other pieces there. And so it was a huge upgrade for the Broncos to go from, you know, one of the worst quarterback rooms in the league to average, but he's not a top five guy like a Deshaun Watson is. And so the ceiling, the highest ceiling for the Broncos in terms of a quarterback this offseason, realistically, was not Matthew Stafford. It was getting the quarterback in the first round. That's a guy that has the highest ceiling, and that option is still on the table.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. And Zach, when you look at this, the quarterback thing, where the Broncos kind of maybe show their hand that, okay, we are willing to upgrade Drew Lock. In your experience covering the Broncos and covering the NFL, does this affect a quarterback's mental state? Because now he knows, okay, you and I can talk about getting rid of Drew Lock. The fans can talk about getting rid of Drew Lock. But if it's not coming from the front office and your coaching staff, you're feeling like, okay, at least they believe in me. Is this something where it's like, man, this is going to be tough to go back from now? The Broncos showed their hand that they are interested in upgrading at that quarterback position.
Yeah, Drew hasn't done enough in his NFL career to truly get upset about that and have some public remarks about that come out, just because he isn't proven enough. And if he was more of a veteran quarterback that had success and was viewed as a franchise quarterback, then absolutely this would be an issue. But what I think we're going to see come out is how many more moves do the Broncos try to make in order to upgrade quarterback? And then that would be even more in an indictment, and something that Drew could legitimately be upset about, is if they go out and, you know, try to trade for Sam Darnold, and for some reason that doesn't work out. They try to trade up in the first round to get a quarterback. If they keep doing all of these things, then it might get to that point that you're talking about. But right now, just trying to be in on the Matthew Stafford talks, really, Drew shouldn't have enough behind him to get upset about that.
Do you see the Broncos with that news, like you talked about with the Detroit situation? Do you see the Broncos leaning towards that quarterback position? And I'll probably ask you every week we have you on, Zach, because I think with the news, it's going to change. On one hand, I'd love to see that cornerback filled. I'd love to see Surtain, but I don't think I'm going to be mad at a quarterback for Denver, even if it's a bust down the road, because you just got to keep trying until you find that guy.
Yeah, and I would not be surprised at that. I don't know how you can be, because like I said, this was the first time we've got any indication of what George Payton thinks of Drew Lock. And if he went back and watched the film these past couple of weeks and said, holy cow, man, Pat Shurmur was running the wrong scheme for him and was giving, you know, reasons why Drew didn't have success and was saying it wasn't Drew's fault, well, then the Broncos aren't going to willing to give up a first-round pick to get Matthew Stafford. But the fact that we saw George Payton go out and was willing to give up equivalent of a first-round pick, that says that those initial reviews are not very good. So how could I then come back and say that, okay, now since they didn't get Matthew Stafford, he's going to be okay with rolling with Drew and not look at any other options? Because like I said, Matthew Stafford, a good quarterback, but nothing better than, you know, maybe just slightly above average. And with the ninth overall pick, Brady, if you love a guy, you definitely think he has a higher ceiling than, you know, just slightly above average quarterback.
We're talking to Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, what do you think this is telling us about first round picks now? And again, this deal gets done, future fit picks, but we're hearing, you know, and I don't know how realistic Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay is, doesn't sound like it now, but you're hearing when we talk about quarterbacks, oh, three first round picks for Deshaun Watson, if not more than that. What's it going to take for Matt Stafford? What's it going to take for Aaron Rodgers? Are teams now, and again, I know the quarterback is always king, but, I mean, are we getting to the point where we're devaluing the draft so much that we're willing to not even participate in a first round for 3 to 4 years, depending on what the asking price is?
Yeah, I mean, Sean McVay is totally okay with taking night one of the draft off. I mean, he's not going to have a first-round pick until, I believe, what, 2025, 2024 right now?
Wow.
That is just absolutely wild. And, of course, his last first-round pick was Jared Goff back in 2016. And what's very interesting about this is, yes, Brady, you're absolutely right. Some teams are going this route of saying we would way rather have a known commodity, especially at quarterback, than the unknown, because we don't want to swing and miss if we can swing and hit a double like the Rams are doing with Matthew Stafford there and trading two first-round picks for him. But what's interesting is then on the opposite side of the Rams, you have the Denver Broncos and you have George Payton saying we are going to draft and develop. That is going to be the lifeblood of our organization. And he was willing to give away some draft capital in order to get Matthew Stafford, but he wasn't willing to give away everything and give away multiple first-round picks. So that's something right now how I feel is if the Broncos don't go out and make a significant move at the quarterback position in free agency or, you know, trading for Sam Darnold, something like that, then the Broncos will draft a quarterback in the first round this year. However, if they do make a significant move at quarterback in free agency where you're saying, okay, that's the hedge, that's the guy that's going to be here to compete with Drew this year, that's the route they're going, I think the Broncos trade back in the first round in order for the Broncos to pick up even more picks and do the draft and develop even more under Payton.
When you look around at the core, you just mentioned Sam Darnold is one of them, whether that's going to be for a trade or free agency. When you look around, who makes sense to you, Zach, that you'd bring in and not beat Drew Lock out, but put pressure on him and then open up a competition? Whose name keeps rising as far as the top of your list once we get past the Deshaun Watsons and Matt Stafford discussions?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think my list may be fairly different from the Broncos' list. My list, I like to look at guys with the highest upside out there because I want a guy that if you're going to have him compete with Drew, isn't just going to be a guy that gets you to 7 or 8 wins. It's going to be a guy that can turn into your guy if you're going that route this year. So I look at Jameis Winston's of the world. How about a Gardner Minshew? He's a guy where a lot of people get caught up in his mustache, but he's a guy that does not throw interceptions. He has 20 starts in the NFL and only 11 interceptions. That's a guy that I could actually see Vic Fangio getting behind. He'd bring some swag. He'd bring some fun to the Broncos, and he'd actually bring pretty darn good quarterback play as well. But some names that I don't think are going to go away with being connected to the Broncos, and it's way less sexy names out there, Brady. It's the Andy Daltons of the world. It's Tyrod Taylors of the world. It's the Jacoby Brissetts of the world. those are guys that I think we're just going to keep hearing more and more about potentially becoming Broncos.
I'm wondering if that's the route. So we had the poll question earlier today. Is Drew Locke going to be the starting quarterback? Man, this has been a roller coaster, honestly, Zach, because 1 week I feel like, oh, Drew's time in Denver is done. It's over with. There's no way. And then the next week I get back at it and I'm thinking, they're going to go the Drew Locke route one more year. I don't see them going too hard in free agency. Maybe they do draft a quarterback, but who knows? Maybe Drew Locke's still the starting quarterback. I feel differently every single week about Drew Locke.
It's really, really true, and that's what makes this offseason so fun is all of the uncertainty surrounding it. And, Brady, where I am right now, as much as I want the Broncos to draft a quarterback in the first round this year, and that's what I would do, I just think with this offseason likely being another COVID offseason, I don't think the Broncos want to have to turn to a rookie without getting any offseason time right now. So I'm there with you right now. I think it's going to be Drew and a veteran Hedge, and we'll just see how much competition the Broncos bring in at Hedge. Is it a guy that can come in and start right away, or is it a guy that's going to come in and really just be a good backup?
Yeah, boy, this is going to be so, so interesting. Zach, always appreciate you, my friend, doing this, coming on, talking to us, whatever that story might be. We might be knee-deep in some Von Miller news next week. Who knows what we're looking at, but I'm very curious to see as far as the progress with Justin Simmons and Von Miller, what that looks like, and honestly, defensively, and seeing if this team decides to go, you know, full bore into the defensive side in the draft. So there's never a shortage of Broncos talk with you, my friend.
There is not. And, man, no shortage of news for you to cover today. Listen, Brady.
Hey, Dylan McCaffrey's coming to town. I mean, how often do you say a former four-star guy transfers from Michigan to an FCS team? Man, how often have you said that in your life? I know that I haven't.
No, it does not happen. That is so freaking cool. And the McCaffrey's up there doing some fun things.
Yeah, it should be awesome, man. Looking forward to it. Zach, what are you working on, man, that we can check out in the next couple of days from you at DNVR Broncos?
Oh, just covering all this quarterback news and what it means for the Broncos moving forward at quarterback. Just getting some little notes around the league to find out exactly what the Broncos are going to try to do at quarterback this year.
Man, that'll be an interesting read for sure. Zach, appreciate it, man, and we'll catch up with you Monday.
Right on. Sounds good, Brady.
All right, Zach Stevens. I always say catch up with you Monday, but usually like 2 days later I get more breaking news and I'm like, Zach, can you do something? So he's always available for us, especially in the offseason, because, you know, he's not held hostage by the press conference as much, but very hardworking man, that Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Okay. Well, the Broncos didn't get Matt Stafford. Our poll question yesterday was, should the Broncos have pushed harder? I mean, it looked, you know, two future first-round picks, third round, and a Jared Goff. And I guess my question on that, Colfax, is who was our Jared Goff to them? Because it wasn't Drew Locke. Jared Goff's, he's more of a proven quarterback. So who was our, who would we be able to give? And it sounds like George Payton was not crazy about the two first-round future picks plus a third-rounder, and then probably a player. So now with Deshaun Watson, I feel stronger about this than ever. I don't like three first-round picks for Deshaun. And listen, that's not even the discussion anymore. It's going to be more than that. What'd Zach tell us? That it's probably going to take 2 to 3 first-round picks, a second-rounder, maybe two of your star defensive players. I mean, are you willing to go that route? Denver's trying to rebuild the defense and make it, not rebuild, but retool to get him back to a top 5D. You don't do that if Bradley Chubb and Justin Simmons are gone. So a lot to discuss today. Lieutenant Spangle says, Brady, I already told you they're drafting Zach Wilson. And hey, maybe so. It's either going to be a quarterback or a cornerback, and they kind of rhyme, so that'll be a fun one. But I personally would like to go defensive back. It's not an endorsement for Drew Locke. I'm ready to load up on the D, secure a good running offense, and just have Drew Locke not be awful, which is kind of a tough question. It's a tough ask because he was awful last year overall, if you want to look over at his numbers. 24 after the hour. Our First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. 478-1301. Text KFKA to that number to get in the mix. 25 after the hour. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. It's a sad one to ask, but is Nolan Arenado, is he the greatest Rocky in their history. He's the greatest player in Colorado Rockies history. And now you don't get to answer with saying, well, let's see how he does to finish his career. It's over. The Rockies traded Nolan Arenado and didn't get much in return. In fact, paid more to get rid of him. Tough day, tough weekend, really, for Colorado Rockies fans. 25 after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We will have Drew Kreisman of DNVR Rockies joining us in the second hour. Dylan McCaffrey's coming to Greeley, folks. We got three McCaffreys going to be in the Greeley area at one time. A wide receivers coach, a quarterback, and a head coach. The McCaffreys are going to run Greeley. Maybe they should buy the Rockies.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.